Most steers don't live to the age of 15 years old. When one does, well, there's probably an interesting story behind him. That's the case for a bovine that for a while made his home in the bar in Baker, Montana. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the late 1920s and 30s, Jack Guth began to tour with Steer Montana, an animal that tipped the scale at over 4,000 pounds and was billed the world's largest steer.
He was all over the U.S., Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arizona, L.A., Fort Worth. Yep, he went all over the place.
By 1938, the steer was 15 years old and was no longer on tour, and Guth knew the end was near. He spoke to his hired man about what to do if the steer died while he was gone.
So he said, if the steer dies, we're going to skin him. That's what happened. He died while he was away, and the hired man took care of that. And then Jack got the hide to Nebraska and had it mounted and put it on a platform with wheels and then proceeded to take it on tour again.
So now Steer Montana was once again on tour, now deceased. Guth eventually sold the taxidermy steer to a museum in Billings, which later put it in storage. But then the steer made one more comeback.
Some years later, Bernie Heiser, who owned Heiser's Bar downtown, found out where the steer was, bought it, and brought it back to Baker and displayed it in the bar.
So Steer Montana was back in his hometown at the local bar for a while.
So Bernie eventually, I don't know, maybe he was cleaning the bar, but he eventually donated it to the museum, and it's been here ever since.
And that's where he is today, on display for people to see.
It definitely brings people in. And we have six buildings, but I've had people stop and just say, I want to see the steer, take a picture, and then they're done. On the road again.
He's still attracting visitors over a century later. An animal billed as the world's largest steer here near the farm where he was raised. Traveling the countryside in Baker, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.